Hello, my name's Rich and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page if that's where you're listening to us.
If you're listening on iTunes, we'd love to hear what you think of the podcasts. You can let us know in the reviews. We really like hearing from you all.
It was a bumper week in the Premier League with two match weeks being played.
And there were some marvellous matches in match week 17 and 18. So let's get on with this week's roundup. Sweet 16 for City.
Manchester City made it 16 Premier League wins in a row by putting four past Swansea in match week 17, and then putting another four past Tottenham in match week 18. City stay an amazing 11 points clear at the top.
United and Chelsea continue the chase.
Manchester United and Chelsea were another two teams to pick up two victories in match weeks 17 and 18. United beat West Brom and Bournemouth, and Chelsea beat Southampton and Huddersfield. Are they still in the race for the title?
Palace break out of the drop zone.
Crystal Palace was the only other team to register two wins in match weeks 17 and 18. Palace scored two injury time goals to come from behind and beat Watford in match week 17. In match week 18, they won 3-0 away against an in-form Leicester team. Very impressive.
The battle to avoid the drop is always a scrap. Only 3 points separate Southampton in 12th and Newcastle in 18th and the relegation zone.
Teams will be fighting to survive in the Premier League from now till the end of the Premier League season. Exciting stuff.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
The battle to avoid the drop. It's always a scrap. Teams will be fighting to survive. We hear this type of language in football a lot.
The idea that football is like war is common in English. Players fight for the ball. There might be a midfield duel, and of course, strikers shoot at goal. A difficult match or series of matches is often described as a battle.
A scrap is an informal word for a fight. And of course, if a team finishes in 17th place, the team survives, remains alive.
I wonder if this is just in English or if this is similar in other languages. Let us know in the comments section if you have an opinion.
Let's get back to the football. Right. Every Monday, we give out three Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Last week, many of you agreed with our choices, which is good to see.
But not all of you. Hariyuki felt that Manchester City's goalkeeper, Edison, should have been Player of the Week, rather than Nicolas Otamendi.
And El Ghul from Algeria thought the Player of the Week should have been Riyad Mahrez from, Algeria.
Good to see some differences of opinion in the comments section. Let's start with this week's Player of the Week.
David Silva was brilliant in match week 17. And Kevin De Bruyne was fantastic against Spurs in match week 18.
But this week we're going to choose a player from a team that are battling at the other end of the table.
Our player of the week is Crystal Palace's Christian Benteke.
The Belgian striker has been playing well recently, and he and Wilfried Zaha are two of the reasons that Palace are starting to climb the table.
Our next award is for Team of the Week. Manchester City are definitely our team of the season, but our Team of the Week is Crystal Palace. Palace were one of only four teams to get maximum points in match week 17 and 18.
And it's much more difficult to get points when you're at the bottom. Finally, what about Match of the Week?
Our Match of the Week this week is Manchester City v Tottenham.
City are a joy to watch at the moment. I think I might start supporting them.
Really?
No, not really.
What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player in match week 18 was Huddersfield's Aaron Moy with 15 points.
I don't think many people would have had him in their team. The Premier Skills team has dropped down to 6th place, so we really need your help and advice.
Just tell us who to buy and sell in the comments section.
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League Manager of the Week for Match Week 17 was, for the second time in 2 weeks, Gerardo Lopez from Mexico, last year's Premier Skills Fantasy Manager of the Season.
His team, Los 11 Impostores, scored 86 points last week, and Gerardo is up to second place in the Premier Skills League. Last week's prediction was the Manchester City-Spurs match. Rich thought Spurs would get a draw, but City were brilliant and won 4-1. I predicted a City win, by the way.
Well done. Lots of our listeners predicted a City win too, including Carol Ann Marie from Italy, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Umlat Team Gubin from Poland, Hariyuki from Japan, El Ghul and Khaldun 83 from Algeria, and Milos from Serbia.
What's your prediction this week, Rich?
This Friday, my team, Liverpool, makes the trip to play your team, Jack, Arsenal.
Yes, I'll be glued to my screen.
Liverpool haven't lost for ages, but they are drawing a few games. Away from home, we're scoring lots of goals. 3 against Sevilla, 4 against Bournemouth last weekend.
Yes, I'm a bit worried about your attacking players. Salah, Firmino, Sané and Coutinho, of course.
I think you should be. Arsenal haven't been looking that good at the back. I think we'll score at least a couple. I think it'll finish 3-1 to Liverpool.
We've got some good attacking players too. If Sanchez and Ozil play well, we'll win. I think it will finish 2-1 to Arsenal.
It'll be a nice early Christmas present for me.
What will?
3 points for Liverpool.
We'll see. We want you to make your prediction at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of this page.
We're going to take a break for a couple of weeks, but we'll be back with a festive football roundup in the new year.
There are loads of matches over the holidays, so we'll have lots to enjoy and lots to talk about when we get back.
Don't forget, if you want to improve your English, take a look at our weekly podcast. There's a link on the side of this page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.